Well, the devil's in the phone booth, dialing 911. Well, the church is on their knees and they're loading up the spiritual gun. Well, the devil thought he had us, but the tables are turned, and now he's on the run. The devil's in the phone booth, dialing 911.
Hi there, everybody. This is Hobosode number 406, and I'm your host, Brad. Today is Friday, June 23rd, 2023, and this show is brought to you by Pranker Governor. He's a brand new supporter on the Patreon. Thanks, Pranker Governor, for supporting the show.
Hello.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
It's Roy. It's
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
What's up?
I was just wondering, why'd you send my dad a Father's Day card?
Who is this?
Jeff.
Jeff Randall?
Yeah. Yeah, why'd you send my dad a Father's Day card?
I did not send your dad a Father's Day, yeah.
No, you did, because he read it to me. Oh, I got hung up on. Let's try right back. Must have been an accident.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Now he won't pick up, probably because he feels guilty about sending my dad a Father's Day card. That's great. He thought my name was Jeff, even though I'd already told him Roy. He's probably like, Jeff, I thought your dad died years ago.
Hello,
Howard?
Yeah.
Wow, your phone sounds terrible.
How's the sound now? Any better?
Oh, it's good enough.
What's this?
It's like I'm talking to you from Mars.
It's better?
Oh yeah, that's better. Were we just on speakerphone?
No, you're on my hearing aids.
Oh, okay. Well, if you need that, it's okay. I can deal
with it.
That's all right. All right.
Who is this?
It's your neighbor, it's Roy.
Who?
Your neighbor, it's Roy. I live over on Drive.
Roy.
Yeah. Kind of behind you, but I'm a few houses down.
Okay. How'd you get my... I'm having a brain fart. I'm sorry, Roy.
I was the one beaming microwaves at your power meter.
What can I help you with?
Why'd you send my dad a Father's Day card?
What?
I was just wondering, why would you send my dad a Father's Day card?
What's your last name?
Zerbel?
I didn't send a card to him.
No, you did. He read it to me. And I was just surprised. Like, I'm like, what? He's not your dad.
Who's your dad?
And Harold Zerbel. And like, he thinks I'm a real piece of shit right now because I didn't send him a Father's Day card. And he's like,
Roy, he read it to you or you read it? I read it to him.
Oh, no, he read it to me. He's like, you know, if your neighbor Howard can send me a Father's Day card, surely you can send me a Father's Day card, too.
Roy, I, honest to God, I don't know. Your father's last name is what, Zerbel?
Yeah, Zerbel.
I don't know him.
He's the one that told you about me beaming those microwaves toward your house.
What?
Beaming those microwaves toward your house.
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I was controlling your power meter remotely from my house. It doesn't matter. That was a long time ago.
How long ago was that?
Oh, you know, months. 7 or 8 months.
I have no idea. I swear to God, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, well, I don't know. If you want to send my dad Father's Day cards, it's okay. But
I didn't send him anything.
I just thought it was weird. And now next year I've got to send my dad a Father's Day card.
Roy.
I feel like you owe me $6 for a card.
Will you please listen to me?
Yes.
Listen to me. I don't have a father. I wouldn't send a Father's Day card to anybody. I sent no Father's Day cards out to anyone.
Okay.
Your father's... I don't know where your father got that from. Seriously.
Well, I wasn't trying to make you feel bad. I just thought it was a little weird.
I'm just telling you, I did not. I don't know who your father is. Have we met?
I don't know if we've met.
I don't think we've met.
Like, I've seen you through binoculars because, like, you're kind of behind me, and a few houses down.
You're looking at me through your binoculars?
Well, no, I was trying to line up my microwave transmitter machine. I was getting it right up to your power meter. What's so funny?
A joke.
No. Why would I joke about this? I mean, I
are
guess.
Are you outside right now? Guess, are you outside right now?
Yes, why?
I'm going out to my backyard.
Oh.
I get to start waving.
Oh, okay. Wave at me.
You wave it. You start waving.
Oh, no. You wave first, sir.
Why should I wave first?
Because I order you to, and this was your idea. Are you waving?
No, I'm not out. I'm coming out now.
Okay.
You better... Which way are you? Where are you?
I think you look to stage right. But you know, like I'll just hang up with you, and I'll come over when I see you waving.
No, I want you to come outside and let me see you first.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I'll just let's hang
it. No, come out to your backyard.
Wait,
come
why are you trying to assess my build and body type?
I'm trying to see
if you can.
I'm trying to see who you are and where you live.
Okay, okay? I'm not interested in fighting you today, sir. I know
not either, but I don't know why I got this call.
Oh, well, it's just
why you want to send microwaves to my meter.
Well, I was just controlling it remotely. That was just an experiment. I haven't done that in months. My dad told me to stop.
Are you outside?
I have to put on pants.
Pardon me?
I have to put on pants.
Okay, have a nice day.
All right, I love you. I like how that guy kept going from angry to amused. So this is an idea that Devin gave me maybe a month ago. Her idea was, why did you send my wife a Mother's Day card? Now she thinks I'm a piece of shit. Oh, yeah, I should try it as that angle. Maybe get on as Carol and say, why did you send my husband a Father's Day card? I'm the only one that calls him daddy. So maybe I'll do that. I didn't get around to doing this for Mother's Day, or I think I did one call like this, but I wanted to do a few more. But I could do this anytime. I could be like, why'd you send my husband a birthday card? You fucking weirdo. You don't even know us. But I think Father's Day to Mother's Day is a lot funnier. Kind of.
Hello.
Hey, can I talk to Marcus, please?
I'm sorry, Marcus no longer have this number.
Oh, bullshit. You go get Marcus right now.
Sir, my name is Teresa Baker. This is my new phone.
Oh, that sounds like something Marcus would say if he's hiding from a debt collector.
No, my name is Teresa Baker. I'm from North Carolina. And I went to Metro and got this phone. His name was on it, Metro. And they had some new phone, but it had the same number.
Are you sure you're not lying?
I wouldn't lie to you, sir. I'm a Christian-hearted woman.
I'm a Christian, too. Okay, fine. I guess I believe you.
Yes, sir.
Let's pray together. Dear Lord, please let Marcus find his way and pay his damn bills. And hopefully I get an updated phone number from his family.
All right.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Alright. You take care.
Alright, love you. Bye.
Hello.
Hey, Destiny.
Hey.
Destiny. Hello.
Who's it?
This is your neighbor. It's Roy.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good. Hey, why'd you send my dad a Father's Day card?
I didn't send him a Father's Day card.
Yeah, huh? Like, why? He read it to me, and yeah, it was.
This is not even my neighbor name is not even Roy. Bye.
No, not next door. I'm down the street.
No.
Yes. Bye-bye. No. Why'd you send my dad a Father's Day card? You weirdo. I didn't even get to tell her to shut that kid up.
Hello.
Hello, Daryl. Daryl.
Yes.
It's Roy. I'm with Amazon Delivery. I was delivering you a package today. Are you still at that 311?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but my wife called me like while I was making the delivery over there, and she told me that you sent my dad a Father's Day card. So you know what? I'm not gonna make this delivery. I'm gonna give it to somebody else, and they'll bring it to you.
Okay.
That's a little weird. Like, why are you sending my dad a Father's Day card?
What is?
What?
What is?
What? Why did you do that?
Send your dad a Father's Day card.
Yeah, why would you send my dad a Father's Day card? You don't even know him, do you?
Oh.
Yeah, it's Thomas Gerbel.
Did I? Who?
Thomas Gerbel.
No, I don't know him.
Well, I don't know. My wife said that she just talked to my dad, and he said that you sent a Father's Day card.
Oh.
So I don't know what that's all about. Here's a number from Nick. He overheard a customer at a Texas Roadhouse front counter giving out their phone number to reserve family seating. And he says it's a good opportunity for a Snake Eyes prank.
Hello?
Hello, sir. This is Gary from the Texas Roadhouse. You were here a few days ago.
From Texas Roadhouse a few days ago?
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Well, who's this? You sound like you're 12. Give me someone who's not 12.
Here's my...
Mom? Hello? Oh, hello, Mom?
Yes.
Hey, this is Gary from the Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
And you were here a few days ago, and you took our pin. Like, you know, there's a pin up there at the counter. You just walked right out with it. Like, you own the pin.
Took your pen. And what day are you talking about?
I don't know. It was like 3-4 days ago.
No, we weren't there.
Oh, yes, you were. You were here making your family reserving some seating. And the whole time you were giving snake eyes to the security cameras. Aw. Let me try right back.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice message.
I think she blocked the number. It's going straight to voicemail now. That would have been great if they actually believed me. I hear numbers all the time at cash registers, you know, when I'm in stores, and I really need to put something like on the front page of my phone and I rarely write them down. I really should, because, you know, like in general, I don't call locally, but I could at least be giving these numbers out to other people, other prank call hosts. I need to have an icon ready on the front of my phone where I can take a quick note when people give out their phone numbers. Anyway, sorry, Nick, that one didn't work out that well. Stupid kid at the beginning messed it all up. Not really, but the lying mother saying she wasn't even there, she messed it all up.
Hello?
Hey, it's Roy. It's your neighbor.
Uh-huh.
Hey, how come you sent my dad a Father's Day card?
I don't know nothing about it.
Oh, yes, you do. You sent him a Father's Day card.
Oh, I don't either.
He's not even your dad, sir.
I don't know nothing about it.
Why are you sending him Father's Day cards?
I did not. I'm trying to tell you, I don't know nothing about it.
He showed me the card on FaceTime, and it was your handwriting.
I know damn well you're lying, because I don't do FaceTime.
No, I was on FaceTime with my father. And he showed me the card, and he read to me what you wrote.
What did I write?
Oh, you know what you wrote to him. Look, sir.
No, so you bullshitting.
You made me look like a real piece of shit, because I didn't even send him a card this year.
Well, I didn't either, so...
Yes, you did.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. I didn't
send him
it.
A card. You sent him a card?
No.
He thinks I'm a shitty son.
No, I didn't.
So now I got to start sending him Father's Day cards.
Well, you need to take care of your daddy, but I didn't send him nothing because I don't even know who you are.
I take care of him. I'm just not a card person, you know?
I don't know who you are.
I'm not trying to support Big Hallmark. But
well, I don't know what you're talking about because I didn't send nothing.
It's a little weird that you've been sending him Father's Day cards and.
No, you full of shit.
Yeah, you're talking to him about silver currency and stuff.
Now that might be true, but I ain't sending no cards.
See, I knew it. You're writing my dad a Father's Day card.
No, you're a damn lie.
Are you going to do that next year?
No.
Why not?
I'm not going to keep on talking to you because I don't talk to a piece of shit.
Why'd you do it this year?
I didn't.
You didn't?
I'm telling you, you stupid bastard, I didn't.
Look here, you motherfucker. You need to stop sending my dad Father's Day cards.
Well, I ain't sending him a damn thing.
You're not his son.
I wouldn't want to be.
I'm his son. Oh, what's that mean? You talking shit about my dad now?
No, I'm saying I ain't sent nobody no motherfucking cards.
Well, I don't know.
No.
That sounds like you did. You sound kind of guilty.
Well, I didn't.
That was a number from Swap Shop. I couldn't find any good numbers. Like, I was calling them just, you know, for my prank requests, and they were all old people. So, yeah, I don't know why I would call Swap Shops. That's just going to be more old people. But the reason that call didn't sound very good compared to the other calls is because I forgot to record it. I realized that about halfway through the call that I wasn't recording like a big dummy. So I had to get on my Asterisk server and pull the recording off of there. So I had to log into my Asterisk server and pull the recording off of there. But it's like 20 kilohertz per second. But the recordings on there don't sound that great. So sorry about that. That was all my fault. So if I recovered that call, and if you just heard it, it probably sounded like crap. Sorry about that. But that guy was kind of awesome. I had to include that one. Okay, let's call some more Swap Shops and accuse them of trying to steal my dad from me. Fucking assholes.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Oh, and the reason I said silver currency to that previous guy is because he had that in his ad on Swap Shop. He wants junk vehicles, and then it says silver currency. Does that mean he's paying people in silver? Like some weird old prospector?
Hello.
Hey. It's Roy. Yes. Roy, your neighbor.
This is who?
Roy, your neighbor. Down the road.
Yeah.
Why'd you send my dad a Father's Day card?
Why did I what?
How come you sent my dad a Father's Day card? I just found out.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did. He read it to me.
I didn't mail one to you. Who is it?
No, you sent it to my dad. And that's weird because he's not even your dad. And now he thinks I'm a big piece of shit because I didn't send him a card.
Buddy, I didn't send your daddy no Father's Day card.
So you're making me look really bad for my father. And, you know,
well, good, because you are bad if you didn't give your daddy one, but I ain't got nothing to do with
no,
that.
No, I'm not bad. Like, I'm just not a card person. Let's try him right back.
Can't talk right now. Leave a message, name and number, and I'll call you back. Thanks.
At the tone, please record your message. When you've finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, it's Roy. I'm the one whose dad you're trying to steal. I was also interested in that 1996 Chevy 4x4 truck parts. If you call me back about that, I'd appreciate it. I'm definitely interested in that stuff. Thank you. I tried him a couple times, but I kept getting voicemails.
Hello?
Hey, it's Roy, your neighbor, you know, down the road.
Yeah. Hey. How you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How you doing?
All right.
That's good. I was just wondering, how come you sent my dad a Father's Day card?
Do what?
You sent my dad a Father's Day card? He's not your dad. What are you doing? That's weird.
No, you must have the wrong number.
Oh, no, it's definitely you. Because he showed it to me. He sent me a picture.
Who are you looking for?
You. 9195. Looky here, buddy. That ain't your dad. You made me look really bad in front of mine.
I ain't sent nobody. That's my wife's phone, and we ain't sent nobody no Father's Day card. You must have us messed up with somebody else.
It wasn't signed with your wife's name. It's signed with your name.
What's my name?
Like, what are you doing, you fucking weirdo? Like, you know,
What's my name?
Get your own dad. That's my dad. You leave mine alone.
What's my name?
You get.
What's my name?
Sir.
What's my name?
Oh, what? Are you pretending you're Walter White now? Like, say my name. Say my name.
No, tell me what my name is if you know.
You know what? You don't sound too cool when you imitate Walter White. You sound kind of nerdy.
Hey, I'm a man. Tell you that right now.
You're a man?
Yeah.
Well, you're kind of a nerdy man.
You must be fucking with the wrong person. That's all I can say.
Oh, I don't think so. I think
nobody sent out no damn freaking Father's Day cards or nothing like that. We don't do that.
Well, did you send one to your dad?
No, my dad's dead.
Okay, well, I didn't send one to my dad either. So that's why it makes me look extra terrible as a son when you go and send them one.
Just fuck off.
Well, hey, why are you being like this? Also, I wanted to ask you about your free cat and two kittens. He's getting rid of his animals. Yeah, the only problem with these swap shop people is I don't know what their names are or where they live. And I can't prove that they're the actual people that sent a Father's Day card to my dad.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am?
No, this is Philip.
Oh, hey, Philip. Why are you sending Father's Day cards to my dad?
Oh, I don't know that I am.
You did too. He showed it to me.
Sure enough, who's your dad?
Oh, you know who my dad is. You sent him a Father's Day card. Or do you send a lot of people Father's Day cards?
I don't know nothing about no Father's Day card. Oh. I don't have no way to get none.
You don't have a way to get Father's Day cards?
No, I do not. I do not drive, and I do not go to town.
Well, how do you get groceries then? Are you just starving to death?
I do. My daughter gets them for me once a month.
Oh, so it sounds like your daughter is also getting you Father's Day cards.
No, I don't reckon so. I don't have no Father's Day. My father died years ago, I don't have no cards.
Very sorry to hear about that, but that doesn't mean you can go and try and steal my dad.
Well, I'm not trying to steal your dad. I hope you do take care of your dad if he's still alive.
Oh, I do, but I don't send him Father's Day cards, so now he thinks I'm a huge piece of shit. He's like, you know what? It was nice to get a Father's Day card, and maybe you should be sending me Father's Day cards.
Yeah. I don't know what this is all about, but I didn't send no Father's Day cards, so there you go.
Except to my dad, you did. I don't see why you're doing
that. What is the address I sent it from, you smart cocksucker?
Listen here, you damn weirdo. Stop sending my dad Father's Day cards.
Weirdo, call somebody and say something like that, you stupid asshole.
What, you going to send him a birthday card, too?
I'm going to send you something else if you come to Clayton. I'll show you.
What are you going to send me, motherfucker?
I'm going to send you something up your ass.
Well, I'm sorry, sir, but I'm not gay. I have a girlfriend. Oh, he doesn't want to hear proof that I'm not gay. I think I'm going to stop this Father's Day thing. I'm ready to end the show. I think there's plenty here for a hobo-sode. But I do want to call this number here that is listed as a yard sale that's happening today and tomorrow. And hopefully they'll pick up.
Hello?
Hey, I was calling about your yard sale. Is it still going on?
No, we done closed it up for this afternoon. We're going to have it again tomorrow.
Okay, so at 8 a.m.?
Yeah, we're going to try to be out there by then.
Okay, I'll probably come out at 7 and watch.
Yeah, you do that.
Oh, I will. But hey, I'm going to bring a table with me, and I'm going to be selling some of my own stuff. I'm just going to set it in front of your house. Hey, did you not hear any of that? Let me try one more time.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice.
I've called him back like 5 times now. He just refuses to pick up. But look at this. Here's another garage sale that's happening, and it even has the address.
Hello.
Hello. I was calling about your yard sale tomorrow.
Yes.
It starts at 8 a.m.?
Well, we're going to open the doors at 7.
Okay. I'm going to bring a table with me, and I'm going to set it up just in front, and I'm going to sell my own stuff there. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to bring a table and a truck full of my
own.
Who
is this?
I'm your neighbor. And, I'm just going to do that. And I'm also going to offer face painting to any kids that are, come by.
Okay.
Is that good? Why are you laughing? I'm just trying to work out my business plans with you, ma'am.
Okay.
Why are you being such a jerk about it?
I'm not being a jerk.
You know, this is worse than when you sent my dad a Father's Day card. And like, I'm like, what the hell? Yeah. You're not his daughter. That's my dad. I'm his daughter. You remember that?
No.
Okay. What's going on? You're like bad at using a phone. You're not really saying much.
I don't know who this is.
Well, you know who my dad is. You're sending him Father's Day cards.
I don't know.
Okay, well, I don't think I can get up by 7, but I'll be there by 8 to set up my table.
Okay.
I'd like to thank Pranker Governor for being the sponsor of today's Hobosode. Can you thank Pranker Governor too, ma'am?
I thank them?
Yeah, Pranker Governor. The name's Pranker Governor. He's the sponsor of today's show.
Okay.
So say thank you. Jeez.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pranker Governor.
Thank you, Pranker Governor.
Okay, that's better.
Thank you, Pranker Governor.
Okay, thank you. All right.
Thanks.
God, that was exhausting.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm tired too. Don't worry.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Be sure to tune in next week when we accuse random people of sending my little sister a birthday card. That's going to be a lot of fun. Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Pranker Governor.